Hi. Hi. Good, Liz and Braden are feeling young at heart. Oh, yeah, we have a lot of folks who are feeling young at heart. I'm glad you all are here. I've said this before here, I've said this before elsewhere, that when you have enough kids up here that there's no room for the pastor to sit, that's a wonderful thing. So thank you all for coming up. I'm glad to chat with you. I want to talk to you about one of my favorite people in the Bible. Anybody have? Jesus is one of my favorites. That's not the answer I'm looking for. This is a person in the Old Testament. One of my favorite people in the Old Testament. God is, in fact, in the Old Testament. Not the answer I'm looking for. We could keep going. Cameron said it. Moses. I really like Moses. She told you to say Moses. Good. She wasn't even here last service. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about Moses and something that Moses experienced. And I want you to think about it sort of as if you are here at the church. Imagine you're here at the church. Maybe you're walking around out on the grass out there. And all of a sudden, hi, mommy. And then all of a sudden, you see a bush and it's on fire. What would you say? Fire! You know what I would say? Oh my gosh, there's a bush on fire! That's what I'd say. So there's a bush on fire. You might say, what in the world? Now, what happens when things are on fire? They start to sort of turn black and get sort of all ashy. Now imagine that you're right here out on the grass at the church and there's a bush and it's on fire, but it's not getting all black and turning to ash. It's just sort of, it's on fire. You would scream and run. All right. I might do that too. Now, here's the next thing. You're here, you're on the church grounds, you're out there on the grass, there's a bush on fire, it's not turning black and turning to ash, and then it calls out your name. You would think you've gone crazy. I would have to put on my special jacket that goes like this. It's a hug jacket is what the men in the white coats call it. So that would be sort of crazy. And then it called you by name and says, it's the Lord. It's God talking. Oh my goodness, I'd want to stay in that special jacket for a long time. Then, here's what happens next. The voice says, you're standing on holy ground. Now, if it was God talking to you through a bush right here on the church that's not even being consumed by the flame, would you feel like, yeah, maybe it is holy ground? I might feel that way. Now, a lot of people will just look at the whole church and say the whole church is holy ground, right? I've known people who, if they were going to say something that maybe they didn't feel like they should say on church, they'd jump for that one word they weren't supposed to say, so they weren't on holy ground. Yep.
But we have fire in our backyard.
You have fire in your backyard? I hope you keep it in a place so it doesn't get too close to the house. Do you do that? I think that's good. Hopefully when we picture the bush on fire out here, that we sort of keep it away from the church. But if we're at church and we think about church and holy ground, right, sometimes we might think that there are things that we would do somewhere else, but we wouldn't do at church because the church is holy ground. Well, here's how it went with Moses, right? The voice said, you're on holy ground, so take off your shoes. How many of you want to take off your shoes? I'm taking my shoes off right now. If you want to take off your shoes, that's between you and your parents. You're welcome, sort of. Now, if you don't want to take off your shoes, that's okay. You don't have to. I took mine off. I'm going to keep my shoes off for the whole service, okay? Because we're on holy ground. But here's the thing. Where do you think God is? Is God here at church? Wow, sort of a mixed response. Do you think God is here at church?
Yes.
Some of you said yes, and some of you said no. Some of you said God's up in the sky. I think the sky is so far away. I like to think that God is closer than only in the sky. But do you think that maybe God, way up there in the sky, do you think? Do you think God is big enough to be in the sky and close to us?
Yeah.
I think so too. And you said you think that God is everywhere. Just like an airplane all the way up in the sky. And he said that God is everywhere. And I agree. I think that God is everywhere. So here's my question. Here's my question. Does that mean we should be barefoot all the time?
Yeah.
You may not like me after this. Good. Here's the thing about shoes. There are good times to wear shoes.
You can't.
We want to protect our feet. So about whether or not you wear shoes, that's important for you to work out with your parents and the people who take care of you, okay? That's an important thing. Now, the other thing I want to say, though, is if we think about God being everywhere, right, then maybe we shouldn't be thinking about, well, there's this thing that I can do when I'm not at church and this thing that I'm not going to do while I'm at church. If God is everywhere, then doesn't that mean that the whole world is holy ground? I think it does. I think it means that the whole world is holy ground. And so if there are things that we're not going to do at church, then we probably shouldn't do it anywhere else either. If there are things that we want to do at church, whether it's think about God or learn about God, we can do those at church and we can do those things everywhere else because I think God is in all those places. Let's pray, because that's what I want you to recognize, is that God, I think, is in all places. She dissed you for me. All right, good, good. Now, she wants to hold hands. If you guys want to hold hands, that's fine. If you want to fold your hands, however you want to pray is fine with me. And if you remember the way we do it, I like to say it and for you to repeat after me, and you all can join in too. Dear God, thanks for helping us to see that you're everywhere. That everywhere we step is holy ground. Whether or not we're wearing shoes. Help us to remember that you are in every part of us and the world. Amen.